If you are so lucky to happen to receive a bouquet from your sweetheart today, the flowers probably came from Colombia. It's the number one supplier of roses, carnations, and other flowers to the United States. The pandemic had Colombian growers fearing their industry would collapse, but they quickly adapted to the crisis and, as John Otis reports, flower production in Colombia is once again blooming.
This worker is clipping roses at a flower farm near the town of Tocancipá, just north of Bogotá. The farm's commercial manager, Claudia Fuentes, says they come in nearly every color.
We have light pink, hot pink, medium pink, then red, yellow, white, lavender,
colors. How many different colors of roses?
35.
Next, Fuentes takes me into the farm's processing plant. Here, workers strip leaves from rose stems, then pack the flowers into boxes. Next, they'll be airlifted to Miami.
So these bunches for the United States.
And that's a dozen roses, dozen red roses.
That's 25 stem bunch.
For a while, it was unclear whether this farm would even survive until Valentine's Day. Amid the pandemic, Jose Restrepo, the farm's co-owner, thought he might have to rip up flower beds and lay off workers.
We start hearing about the first lockdown, cancellations of flights, big customers, big wholesalers in the U.S. shutting their operations. And at that moment, we didn't know what to do.
But the flower industry was among the first in Colombia to put in place social distancing and other safety measures to protect workers. That helped convince the Colombian government to allow flower farms to operate amid a tight economic lockdown. What's more, despite the cancellation of weddings, graduations, and other celebrations, overseas demand rebounded.
People have been isolated, so you cannot hug someone, or you cannot show your smile or something, and maybe a bouquet of flowers is a way to expressing that feeling.
That's Augusto Solano, president of the Association of Colombian Flower Exporters.
People realized finally that flowers are food for the soul, food for the spirit, and that's why they kept buying flowers.
That's also why, even as Colombia's unemployment rate doubled last year, nearly all of the country's 140,000 flower workers kept their jobs. Among them is Flor Rodriguez, a single mother who has worked on the farm near Tocancipá for 14 years.
Bendición, sí, señor. Mucha bendición de Dios, porque de ellos que nosotros mantenemos, nos mantenemos.
When her eldest daughter lost her accounting job during the lockdown, Rodriguez says her steady salary clipping carnations helped the family get by. Claudia Fuentes, the farm's commercial manager, is also thankful that the industry survived COVID.
After a year, for us it's almost 1 year of having like a lot of problems with the COVID, it was like again like a hope, the start of a new like times.
But the flower workers here won't have much time to celebrate. Pretty soon, they'll be gearing up for a crush of orders ahead of Mother's Day. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Tocancipá, Colombia.